This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump remains defiant after becoming the first former U.S. leader to be indicted on criminal charges. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has the story.
Addressing a crowd of supporters invited into his private Mar-a-Lago resort in the state of Florida, former President Donald Trump said he never thought anything like this could happen in America.
The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
Trump suggested the case was brought by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to interfere with the 2024 presidential election. Polls show Trump comfortably leading all other declared and anticipated contenders for next year's Republican Party nomination. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Trump made the remarks just hours after his New York City court appearance, where he pleaded not guilty to 34 felony charges stemming from hush money payments prosecutors allege were part of an unlawful scheme to influence the 2016 presidential election. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says Trump allegedly orchestrated a $130,000 payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels just prior to the election in exchange for her silence about a brief affair with Trump a decade earlier. Trump has long denied the affair, but not the payment. A Democratic-backed judge has won the high-stakes Supreme Court race in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Prostasiewicz defeated former Justice Dan Kelly. Her victory gives the court a 4-3 liberal majority and comes as the court is expected to decide a pending lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's 1849 law banning abortion. Prostasiewicz made the issue a focus of her campaign and won the support of Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights groups. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, the northwestern U.S. state of Washington is stockpiling abortion pills ahead of a crucial federal court ruling. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Washington State has purchased a 3-year supply of a leading abortion medication in anticipation of a court ruling that could limit its availability. And Governor Jay Inslee says he ordered the Department of Corrections, which has a pharmacy license, to buy 30,000 doses of the generic version of mifepristone at a cost of about $1.28 million, or $42.50 per pill. A 2-pill combination of mifepristone and misoprostol is the most common form of abortion in the U.S. Research shows that medication-induced abortions are safe and effective. They were approved by the Food and Drug Administration over 20 years ago. The ruling is pending in a federal lawsuit in Texas brought by a Christian group. I'm Norman Hall.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States will send Ukraine another military aid package worth $2.5 billion. The military announced Tuesday that it will provide $500 million in ammunition and equipment and spend more than $2 billion to buy an array of munitions, radar, and other weapons. The package includes at least 2 new weapon systems that are designed to counter drones, specifically an Iranian-made drone, which Tehran has provided to Russia and has been heavily used in attacks on Ukrainian cities. The latest aid comes as Ukrainian troops prepare for a spring offensive against Russian forces and as NATO foreign ministers discuss how the military alliance can step up its support of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in neighboring Poland Wednesday ahead of his official visit to the capital, Warsaw. Poland has taken in more than 1 million Ukrainian refugees over the past 13 months of war. The NATO member has also played an important role in persuading other Western powers to supply battle tanks and other weaponry to Ukraine. President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan will meet with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in California Wednesday. President Tsai's visit to California follows stops in Latin America, where she visited Belize and Guatemala, two of the self-ruled island's few remaining allies. The trip followed a move by Honduras to cut ties with Taiwan in favor of China. China claims Taiwan is its own territory. The Chinese consulate in Los Angeles said ahead of Wednesday's meeting that Tsai was engaging in such talks to put on a political show. Beijing has threatened to take countermeasures if the meeting between Tsai and Speaker McCarthy takes place. China reacted by holding its largest live-fire military drills in decades around Taiwan after Tsai hosted then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan last year. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.